You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. First came Hurricane Irma smashing through the Caribbean last September 6th. 10 days later, more devastation from Hurricane Maria. Lives lost. The damage to homes and businesses immense. Well, there's a little-known story now to be told from Irma and Maria. It concerns the Lac Vieux des Airs Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. They're in Watersmeet in the Upper Peninsula. The tribe has business ties to the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. And in the aftermath of the hurricanes, it turns out the tribe brought some of their employees and families to Watersmeet. People from the Caribbean getting their very first taste of Michigan. With us now is Shelley Hazen. She is a member of the Lac Vieux des Airs Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. Shelley, hello.
Hi, thank you.
Good to have you with us. And we say hello to Vernita Joseph, who joins us from St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And we all wish we were with you, Vernita.
Hi, thank you.
Good to have you with us. And Vernita came to the Upper Peninsula after the hurricane. So what led the tribe to decide to bring some of these employees from the Caribbean up to the Upper Peninsula?
Well, obviously, the biggest reason was for business reasons. When the hurricane was devastated, they did not have a place to work, an office to work out of, and they didn't have internet, which is a key piece to them doing their day-to-day jobs. But the other piece is just that is what Lac Vieux des Airs is known for, is embracing people into the community and helping in the time of need.
How many people did you relocate?
There was a total of 15.
It was 14 from St. Croix, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, 3 from Puerto Rico, actually 4 from Puerto Rico.
And there were kids and husbands coming along as well, kids and spouses.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Vernita, tell us, how were you affected by the hurricanes?
My home, personally, was not damaged. There was absolutely no damage done to my home, fortunately. But as far as my car and my husband's car, our vehicles got damaged. Not only didn't we have internet service, but the office roof caved in. Our bathrooms, we have 2 bathrooms here in the office. The roof came in, and in the kitchen area, the roof came in. So the office just was not workable.
So you would not have been able to work?
No, not at all. Absolutely not.
So how long did it take you to decide, yes, I will go to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan?
Oh, immediately. Immediately. After I got word from my office manager, I was on board immediately, and we decided that I'm going to take my 10-year-old to tag along, and then my husband would stay behind.
So when did you actually come to Michigan, Vernita?
I came to Michigan last October 7th.
Ooh, you were here for fall.
I sure was. It was beautiful, too. Came in, I saw the fall leaves and everything. It was gorgeous. And then the snow came October 15th, quite early.
I think I know the answer to this question, but I will ask it anyway, Vernita. Had you ever been to Michigan before?
No, never. This was my first time.
What'd you think, and especially your son?
Beautiful. We anticipated it because we had never seen snow before. This was my son's first time, and it definitely was my first time also. So coming into that, anticipating, waiting for it, and to know that it was coming that early, oh, it was beautiful.
Now, Shelley, what did it take for all of you to, you know, line up accommodations for these employees and their families and then clothing and necessities? How did the community respond?
At first, it was kind of overwhelming because it's like, okay, we need to get them here as soon as they're able to get off of the island. But it was wonderful how everybody came together. You know, everything just kind of fell into place. We were able to get them into our local casino resort hotel. We put out a notice to the community and asked for donations for different size clothing, other necessities. We knew that they would not be coming prepared with winter clothing. So it was great how people just came forward and gave in the time of need.
I imagine, Vernita, I don't think snow boots are probably in most stores on St. Croix.
Not at all. Not at all. No.
You know, Shelley, I'm curious what having these visitors from Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, what did it mean to the community? What kind of effect did you see?
You know, we work on the phone, we work on Skype or the internet, but I have never met any of these people face to face. So when they came here and you see these wonderful, beautiful people with just beautiful souls, kind of like the people from Lac Vieux des Airs, It put a whole different spin on everything. For me, personally, I enjoyed them day to day. I still miss them to this day.
We miss you too.
It just put a whole different spin, different atmosphere in the office. I don't know how to explain, like, you know, to go from a working relationship to suddenly you have, like, all of these new friends. I mean, we became great friends.
Yeah. Shelly and I, we connected instantly. It was just great putting a face with the voices.
Well, Shelly, have you ever been to St. Croix?
No, but I hope to get there very soon. And I'm hoping that it's not business, that I can maybe take a vacation and, you know, she can show me around and I can be introduced to some of her culture.
Vernita Joseph, Shelly Hazen, thank you so much for sharing this story of new friends between the Caribbean and the Mille Lacs Voodoo Sierra Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians in Watersmeet. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.